back again.
Let's do one more time.
One more time. Is this on? Okay, perfect. All right, everyone, we are joined by your Busch Light Poll Award winner, Denny Hamlin. Denny, this is your sixth poll award at Pocono Raceway and your second weekend in a row. Why don't you talk us through your lap?
I didn't truthfully like the prospects, you know, because the track got so hot. I was kind of watching it throughout qualifying, and there was just a moment there in the middle where it was like, gosh, there was so much clouds and the track temp really dropped, and you know, then for the last 12 cars it was all sun, and certainly felt like that was really going to be a tough obstacle to try to get around. But I got through turn three good, got through turn one pretty good, and then at that point I thought this might be good enough, so I really didn't do a great job through turn two finishing the lap, because I knew I was on a good lap and didn't want to mess it up. So overall, just good enough, and car had some great speed.
Perfect. If you have a question for Denny, raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Bob and then go in the middle.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. They changed the right side tire here. If I told you, if you wouldn't know if I hadn't said anything.
No, I mean, they've done that a lot on the mile and a half and 2 mile. Like last week they had a different construction or something as well. It's all so close. Really, big compound changes is the only thing I really can tell a difference.
And I guess they changed some of the lines on pit road, then, mm-hmm. right? So I'm curious.
They needed to. You have anything else? Well, this was a really wonky pit road when it came to, like, there was sections where, like, you could run 3 miles an hour faster, and then there were some sections where you had to be a mile an hour slower than pit road speed. So it seems like when we did a roll, it's way more consistent now. So it's going to be, there's not really any games to be played now, which is good that they redid it.
Well, good. Right here in the middle.
I think you'll see less pit road penalties because of it.
Zach Attantuetti, kickingthetires.net. We saw Bubba hit the wall during his qualifying lap. He had a good run last week, but he was in here earlier just wondering when this stretch is going to end for him. What conversations have you had with him during this, this kind of rough patch of his year?
Truthfully, not a ton. Sometimes the drivers just got to work through it. I'm sure listening to me is the last thing that he wants to do when he's, going through a slump. And so I just, I don't know. It's certainly not ideal. He's just been really in the wrong places at the wrong times. Now some of it is, if you're in the middle of the pack, you're gonna get involved in some of it. But some of it is, Benny's there because of strategy or something. Like, it's just, there's definitely been a large element of luck that's been involved in it. If you crash out, you at least want to be the responsible party for it. It always feels worse when you're part of someone else's wreck. I didn't see qualifying. He was two cars in front of me, so I was already buckled in, ready to go. So I didn't quite see that. But it's just, this stuff kind of compounds, right? And you just got to put a solid weekend together, which he did last week. Had a good qualifying opportunity today, and obviously wasn't able to see it through. So the opportunity was there, but there were some circumstances, and I'll have to look at it. But as a driver, you go through these stretches. You just, how can you not let it get to you and remain emotionally stable through it? If you can do that, then you'll come out better.
We'll take a question from Jeff.
It felt like for so long Newman was such the standard for qualifying and just get racking up poles after poles after poles. Now you've tied him. Any reflections on having so much qualifying success in your career to be up there with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I was telling Kelly earlier that my algorithm feeds me Newman qualifying laps all the time, on X. So like I see it all the time, and I'm a sucker. I'll sit around for those 15 or 30 seconds, wherever it is, and watch it, because it's, I love the nostalgia of it. But yeah, they just, you know, I don't know what they had going on back then. I mean, back then you were able to find advantage. You know, all it take is, you know, they find something trick with the body or a chassis or tires, and next thing you know, your car could be way, way faster than everyone else's. But he just was able to execute one lap just so much better than everyone else. And so you look at him, and he had a fast car, but he also, like, did an incredible job of getting back to the gas quicker than everybody else, hitting his marks. Just, he was the guy. I mean, they called him Rocket for a reason, but it was amazing. It was amazing to see, and it wasn't always sustainable in the race, but the guy knew how to get speed out of a car. He reminded me of, like, Shane Meal, like, back in the old days in the O'Reilly series. Just, the guy was just a monster for one lap. And he just couldn't figure out how or why. I don't know. I guess. You know, to tie. I don't know. I don't feel like it's been that many. I trust the stats, but I just in my heart, I don't feel like, you know, that is something that I did. But, you know, over the course of 20 years, like. They can slip by you. You'll forget some that happened, and so it's cool. It's certainly something that I'll look back on years from now when I got a lot of time on my hands. But it's awesome that, you know, when you were bringing up kind of the 50-50 thing, and then, you know, my next thing was like, okay, so who's 60-60? Like, can I get there, right? And I was like, oh, that would eliminate three more guys out of that list. So maybe.
We'll go right here in the middle.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Oh, we didn't really have the audio on here. Do you know why you ended up going before the five there at the end of qualifying?
My guess is to allow them to cool their car off more. You know, your components and things like that get hot when you go out there, and it's to make the playing field as level as possible. They let them change the tires and then cool the car back to where it should be. And you'll still have a few components that might be a little hotter. At this racetrack, those components being hotter actually is maybe a little bit of a benefit, not a hurt. But more than likely, qualifying tires, those things, they match them up just right. So it's all a wash. But usually, especially the way that the racetrack was with no clouds and everything, you know, I was super sensitive looking at that. And so it was the same track for everyone.
And do you find any irony that your last three-peat attempt, the guy that prevented you from doing it, is starting right next to you on Sunday?
No, I did not know that. But I can assure you that probably Larson and Daniels are would love to do it.
And then we'll take one final question from Scott.
Scott Walsh, Scranton Times Tribune. Danny, they moved the start time of the race up 2 hours because of possible weather later on. Is that going to affect, is it going to be warmer at 1 o'clock? Or you know, like, how could that affect the way the race plays out, the way the car performs, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it will be different. So my guess is I haven't looked at, you know, exactly the weather for tomorrow. I'll look at that tonight. But generally speaking, when weather rolls in, you usually have, you know, good sun for a while, and then the clouds come in before the rain. So what that means is that the track, if you're going to get your passing done, you have to do it in the first half of the race, because that's when the track's going to be the hottest, the sun will be out the most. And then as it clouds up, track will get faster, passing will be certainly more difficult because of the evolution of a normal race anyway. The field tightens in the last stage because everyone tunes their car in, and then you add cloud cover and cooler conditions, it just is going to make the field even tighter yet. So you better have your strategy done.
Perfect. Thanks, Denny. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.